Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Regeneration: Ending the Climate Crisis in One Generation by Paul Hawken is a nonfiction climate book that argues for a shift from damage control to systemic restoration. Building on Hawken's long career as an environmental writer and organizer, the book presents regeneration as a practical framework for addressing climate change through land, ocean, food, energy, cities, and economies at once. Rather than focusing only on emissions reduction or disaster warnings, it emphasizes restoring living systems, supporting human well-being, and creating solutions that can work across communities and institutions. The book is rooted in the idea that climate action should be tied to immediate human needs, because durable change is more likely when people can see benefits in livelihoods, health, equity, and resilience. It is both a policy-oriented and action-oriented work, designed for readers who want a broad map of what climate regeneration can mean in practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, regeneration as a systems-level alternative to mere mitigation. The book's core contribution is its refusal to treat climate change as a narrow carbon problem. Hawken defines regeneration as putting life at the center of decisions, which means the goal is not only to slow harm, but to repair damaged ecological and social systems. This framing is important because mitigation alone can easily become a checklist of emissions cuts without addressing the structural conditions that produced the crisis. Regeneration broadens the scope to include biodiversity, equity, public health, and dignity, making climate action part of a larger redesign of how societies function. That systems view also changes the moral logic of the book. Instead of asking people to sacrifice for a distant future, it asks them to build conditions that improve present life while reducing planetary stress. This is what makes the book distinct from many climate titles that stay within the language of targets, offsets, or technological substitution. Secondly, a cross-sector menu of practical solutions, not a single silver bullet, Hawken organizes the book around many connected solutions rather than one master fix. That approach matters because climate change touches energy, transport, agriculture, infrastructure, and land use simultaneously. The book highlights widely discussed measures such as electrifying transport and energy systems, but it also extends into less familiar territory such as bioregions, fire ecology, food localization, forests as farms, and the 15-minute city. The value of this structure is that it mirrors the real shape of the crisis. No single intervention can reverse warming across all sectors. By presenting more than 100 science-based options, the book encourages readers to think in portfolios of change, where local circumstances determine which measures matter most. This also makes the book practical for different audiences. Individuals can act differently than municipalities, businesses, or national governments, yet all can work within the same regenerative logic. The result is a guide to coordinated action rather than a fantasy of one breakthrough solution. Thirdly, food, soil, and land use as central climate leverage points. A major theme in the book is that the land system is not just part of the climate problem, but also one of the best places to repair it. Hawken emphasizes regenerative agriculture, soil restoration, reforestation, and the redesign of farming systems so they store more carbon and support biodiversity. This focus is analytically strong because soils, forests, and farmland are not passive backdrops. They are active carbon and water systems that shape climate resilience. The book treats soil health as a practical climate issue, not an abstract environmental preference, linking agricultural methods to erosion, fertility, water retention, and long-term productivity. It also looks beyond farms to the broader land economy, including how degraded landscapes can be restored and how forested areas can function as productive ecosystems rather than extraction zones. By framing land this way, Hawken connects food security, rural livelihoods, and carbon drawdown. Readers come away with the idea that climate policy is inseparable from how societies grow food and manage the ground beneath them. Fourthly, the ocean, blue carbon, and the overlooked carbon sink. The book gives unusual weight to the ocean, which helps distinguish it from climate books that concentrate almost entirely on land-based solutions. Hawken presents marine ecosystems as essential to climate stability because the ocean is the planet's largest carbon sink. This includes not only the sea itself, but also blue carbon ecosystems, such as mangroves, tidal marshes, and seagrasses, which store carbon while supporting biodiversity and coastal resilience. The significance of this focus is that it expands the climate conversation beyond familiar symbols like wind turbines and electric vehicles. Protecting and restoring ocean systems is not an optional side project. It is part of the basic architecture of planetary regulation. The book also links conservation with practical action, such as marine protected areas, seaweed farming, kelp restoration, and wetland protection. That combination of ecological insight and operational detail makes the ocean chapters especially valuable. They remind readers that climate solutions often lie in maintaining living systems that already perform indispensable functions rather than in inventing entirely new ones. Lastly, human-centered climate action built on dignity, locality, and collective participation. Another defining feature of the book is its insistence that climate action should not be framed as a grim duty reserved for experts. Hawken argues that anyone can participate because people understand their own places, skills, and communities better than distant institutions do. This is why the book repeatedly links regeneration with livelihoods, meaningful work, affordable housing, community design, and local resilience. The moral and political implication is that climate action becomes more durable when it improves everyday life instead of competing with it. That is also why the book emphasizes connection and reciprocity. Regeneration requires cooperation across social sectors rather than isolated heroics. The tone is notably inclusive, but the argument is practical rather than sentimental. Hawken is suggesting that broad participation is necessary because the climate crisis is distributed across ordinary systems of life, not confined to environmental ministries or activist circles. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want a framework that connects ecology with social organization and civic agency. In conclusion, Regeneration: Ending the Climate Crisis in One Generation is best suited for readers who want a wide-angle but actionable view of climate solutions. It will appeal to environmental professionals, policymakers, teachers, community organizers, business leaders, and general readers who are looking for more than warning or diagnosis. Its main value is that it treats climate change as a redesign challenge across land, energy, food, oceans, and cities, while keeping human dignity and practical participation at the center. That makes it useful both intellectually and strategically. It helps readers understand why isolated interventions often fall short, and it shows how different forms of regeneration can reinforce one another. Compared with many climate books, it is less focused on catastrophe and more focused on usable pathways, which makes it stand out in a crowded field. It also differs from purely technical books by connecting ecological repair with livelihoods, community life, and social equity. For readers who want a synthesis of science, systems thinking, and civic action, this book offers a coherent and unusually expansive framework. If you would like to support Paul Hawken, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.